This day God gives me strength of high heaven, sun and moon shining, flame in my heart, flashing of lightning, wind in its swiftness, deeps of the ocean, firmness of earth. This day God sends me strength as my guardian, might to uphold me, wisdom as guide. Your eyes are watchful, your ears are listening, your lips are speaking, friend at my side. God's way is my way, God's shield is round me, God's host defends me, saving from ill. Angels of from me always, all that would harm me, stand by me still.
Welcome to all you who are visiting with us today. And I think this is better than a blizzard. Thank you. Of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And
brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins, so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. Present to the contrite of heart, Lord, have mercy. You came to call sinners, Christ, have mercy. You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Almighty God, have mercy on us. Forgive us our sins. Bring us to life everlasting.
Amen.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you. We give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, Heavenly King, O God Almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, and the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us pray. God our Father, who by sending into the world word of truth and the spirit of sanctification, made known to the human race your wondrous mystery, grant us, we pray, that in professing the true faith, we may acknowledge the Trinity and eternal glory, and adore your unity, powerful and majesty. For our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Let us listen to the word of God.
The first reading is a reading from the book of Deuteronomy. Moses said to the people, "Ask now of the days of old, before your time, ever since God created man upon the earth, ask from one end of the sky to the other. Did anything so great ever happen before? Was it ever heard of? Did a people ever hear the voice of God speaking from the midst of fire as you did and live? Or did any God venture to go and take a nation for himself from the midst of another nation by testing, by signs and wonders, by war, with strong hand and outstretched arm, and by great terrors, all of which the Lord your God did for you in Egypt before your very eyes? This is why you must now know and fix in your heart that the Lord is God in the heavens above and on the earth below, and that there is no other. You must keep his statutes and commandments that I enjoy on you today, that you and your children after you may prosper, and that you may have long life on the land which the Lord your God is giving you forever. The word of the Lord.
Blessed the people the Lord has chosen, chosen to be his own. Blessed the people the Lord has chosen, chosen to be his own. Upright is the word of the Lord, and all his works are trustworthy. He loves justice and right. Of the kindness of the Lord, the earth is full.
Blessed the people the Lord has chosen, chosen to be his own.
By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made. By the breath of his mouth, all their host. For he spoke, and it was made. He commanded, and it stood forth.
Blessed the people the Lord has chosen, chosen to be his own.
See, the eyes of the Lord are upon those who fear him, upon those who hope for his kindness, to deliver them from the death and preserve them in spite of famine.
Blessed the people the Lord has chosen, chosen to be his own.
Our soul waits for the Lord, who is our help and our shield. May your kindness, O Lord, be upon us who have put our hope in you.
Blessed the people the Lord has chosen, chosen to be his own.
The second reading is a reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you received a spirit of adoption, through whom we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirits that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if only we suffer with him, so that we may also be glorified with him. The word of the Lord.
glory to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, to God who is, who was, and who is to come.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And your spirit.
A reading of the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had ordered them. When they all saw him, they worshipped, but they doubted. And Jesus approached and said to them, "All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always until the end of the age." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
May be seated. After we finish this, let's go in the back altar. I'll carry this and you carry the thing after I finish the sermon. Yeah, we forgot to put it back there. Okay. I'm supposed to talk about the Blessed Trinity, of course, which is impossible. We can't really understand all that this is, but we do know enough to make it transforming in our lives. So just to put it as simply as possible, in the best that I can know what it is. The Holy Trinity is love. The love that circles from the Father to the Son to the Holy Spirit all the way around. God is circulating love. Just think of that. That's about the best we can do. But this love is not only love. The love is. God is. The Trinity is. There's no world yet. There's no our universe. What is there? Circulating love that is. And everything comes from that. This circulating love, the Blessed Trinity, as soon as I was thinking about, if I was God, I don't know whether I'd make some creatures, because I don't get things all mixed up. And then maybe God says something like this, "But I want some creatures that can share what I have. And I want to transform them to become more and more like me." I imagine that is because love just likes to spread. Likes to spread. And so we have the Big Bang. It's a creature born from existing love. However, this creature, the Big Bang, isn't love yet. Things have to evolve. And this great love has given this new creature, which is the first creature that we know about, that this creature has the power to evolve. We start out, the evolution is pretty rough. And right after the Big Bang, What do we have? Chaos. Huge kinds of things flown out. Big stuff hit. This one hits that one. That one hits that one. It's just horrible. But stop to think. We don't like the blizzards. We don't like 95 degrees. But you see, that is nothing compared to the chaos which followed the Big Bang. I suppose one of the closest things we have is what's going on in Hawaii right now. But even that, as terrible as it is nothing concerned to the chaos after the Big Bang. But fortunately, the people in Hawaii are able to go someplace else. This love is behind absolutely everything. But God also wants the Blessed Trinity, this love, wants evolution to get better and better and better, till finally there's people. We do descend from monkeys. We do descend from all kinds of things. We do descend from the Big Bang. This is a miraculous kind of thing. The working of God in salvation goes right in step with the evolution that science has taught us. I just find that terribly interesting. It's all together. Scientists teach us something that we wouldn't know. They tell us how the world works. We teach science something too, because science doesn't make love. It tells us what the world is like, but not how to love. It all goes together. I just find that terribly fascinating. But I guess I shouldn't, because from the loving God it all comes. It all comes. We have the three persons in the Blessed Trinity. That's to help us to realize that God isn't just God somewhere else. You see, this loving existence that God is in this room right now. You can't see it. But you can't see love, can you? We can see what it brings and so on. We can transmit love even by eyes, but we don't see anything going on. It all goes together. And this is why scientists shouldn't pretend to be theologians, and theologians shouldn't pretend to be scientists. That's where we get in trouble. The theologians say, "Oh, we can give it all," or scientists think we can give it all. But we have lots to learn. Do you know? Right now, we say we know what is the fastest thing in the universe. What's the fastest thing? The speed of light. Many years from now, people will say, "Do you know those people back in 2018? Now, you're not going to believe this, but they really thought the speed of light was as fast as anything could go. Can you imagine them being that stupid?" Like we look back now and we say, "The whole world was made in 6 days." He said, "Can you believe that people thought that back then?" It just keeps going. It just keeps going. Do you know how we know that? Right now, when two little tiny things when they're together, if they get separated, maybe many light years away, when something happens to one, it happens to the other instantly. Science knows that now. And I suppose when they have another time down there, you're going to think, can you imagine those people? Way back in the 29th century, that they were so stupid? It all goes, there everything ends. And when things end, it is the salvation is finished. The whole purpose of God coming, and that's why we have the Trinity, to help us get some understanding that God's not just out there, that God, the love that is God, comes in here. He's in here right now. And if we open our hearts and minds, that's what we do when we pray. That's what we do. We receive communion. We open our minds and hearts for that love that is in here, though we cannot see it, for that infinite love to come into our hearts and our souls and our very being. And that's what makes us changed. That gradually makes us more and more like God is, because that love keeps pouring in and pouring in. We'll never be just like God, or in the image and likeness of God, because that love is what makes us be. And I've always say this many times over. If I could look at you and see in you the love that God is, because that's there. You could do the same for me. Do you ever look at babies? That's kind of the face of God, isn't it? The same face is in you and me. It's just kind of hidden. It's kind of hidden because life is tough. We got this, we got that, we got all things, we got blizzards. We got all kinds of stuff that's going on. So it gets, and we do wrong things and we mess things up. But that love is never gone. And what is heaven? When evolution is complete and everything has been transformed and people are at the best they could ever be in a new kind of way. And so are the dogs and cats. The dogs don't have to be taken out and every time in the cold. It'll all be there, but transformed. All creation. See, God was not satisfied just with people. Everything that God made that comes from God is to be transformed. And the beginning of that was the resurrection of Jesus. And the whole purpose of the Blessed Trinity is, remember, it's love. It's love, the circulating love that God is. And that love doesn't just stay away. That love comes down. If you want to use the word down, into our earth, into our people, into our trees, into everything. That is the beauty of God given to us. The sunset is God. If we think the sunset coming over the lake is beautiful, which it is practically nothing compared to the beauty of God that's right inside every one of us. And why am I stressing this? Why is our world a mess? Our country? I've been around for quite a while, but I've never seen a country with this much anger, this much hate, and all the false, what do you call those things? False, what do you, tell me what they call. Fake what?
News.
Yeah. Anyway, you see, that faith kind of stuff, that with fake stuff, what does that do? That's wonderful. Wonderful if you want a dictatorship. If you want a dictatorship, what does the dictator do? Does all the different kinds of things, true or false, it's going to be whatever makes him powerful. But it doesn't work in a democracy. Do you realize that all this fake stuff keeps us from being a democracy where we're free? Yeah. A place for freedom, a place where we can say, if we do it kindly, the things that we believe. When we have this in the national anthem, read that, think of what it says. We worry about whether people do this or that to it, but it's something reminding us. It's not the flag. The flag is a symbol, but it's the good thing. It's the good stuff. And as long as we keep lies, we will never be happy. We'll never be a democracy. We'll be closer to a dictatorship. I'd like for you to read sometime the National Anthem. See what it says. And fakeness is honesty. Pride is not like that. All of us are created equal. All of us are the image of God. And when finally we churches and religions do our job, the world will know it. We'll start small. Jesus talked about the reign of God is like the mustard seed, which is tiny. Couldn't we begin to start it here at St. Stan's? That we could look at each other and see love. Maybe this started in the family, and maybe gradually that can spread. God is with us, but we need to love. I didn't talk short today. You may punish me. Sometimes I just kind of get into stuff, but just think about that. Now I'm going to be writing something too, which maybe gives some kind of thought to this too. I really love you. I do. You're all screwed up just like me. We're all screwed up, that's, you know. God knows that. And so our love will never be perfect. But I imagine both you and I can love a little bit better with the help of God. That's why we let God in That's why we pray. Say, God, come in, help me love. When we come to communion, we come and receive. Somewhere that love can come in. And God will do it in us. We'll never do it by ourselves. God bless you. Now, this happened to be in the wrong place.